Greetings, friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. In the previous shiur, we presented a whole slew of kashas on the Din of Yerusha by a melech and by a Kohen Gadol. And a melech doesn't require Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol does require Mashiach. And now we are going to open the Mahalach to understand this sugya. And again, this is based on the Torah of Marva Rabbi Agona Gadol, Davi Tukman Zatzal's Yerutzayit is this week, so it's a special enyan to learn his Torah, which is just incredible. So he says as follows. We have to understand the lashon of the Rambam here, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Kshemamidim haMelech Moishcha Noisay B'Shemen haMishcha, etc. When you establish a king, you anoint him with the anointing oil, etc. Omeachar Shemoshchim haMelech Hareze Zocher Lo Levanav Ad Olam. And after you anoint the king, he merits for him and his sons forever. Shemalchut Yerusha. Shenemar, because Malchus is a Yerusha. And the Rambam quotes a pasuk. So we see from the Lashon of the Rambam that the din of Yerusha comes from the din Meshicha. Because the Rambam says, Moshchan also b'shem and Amishcha, and Me'ach Hashem Moshchan HaMelech, he zoich eloi lepanav ad olam. So it's dafka the Meshicha that creates the Yerusha. And it's more mefurish in Lashon of the Smag, Mitzvah Kuf Yad Dalet, Kshma'amidim HaMelech Moishchen Oysoi, V'zoicha Al Yidei Kach LeMelucha Lo Yilubono V'Levnei U'Leben Lo L'Bno L'Ben B'No, etc. Gevaldik. So when you're Ma'amid HaMelech, you anoint him, and through that, he's Zoicha to Melucha, through the Meshicha. So we see that Al Yidei HaMeshicha, it's through the Meshicha that he is a Din Yerusha. V'en Gam Kein B'Loshan Abnei Nezer, Simen Shin Yud Beis, Ois Gimel, Ois Tesvav, Shemeshicha as Ha'ov, Poyeles Bedin Yerusha. Ayin Sham Bedivrei HaAvnei Nezer. And this is difficult to understand. Yerusha is B'chol HaMenuyim. The Rambam says all Menuyim, all appointments of honor, of power, have Yerusha. Says the Rambam. And in other Menuyim there isn't Meshicha. So the din of Yerusha has nothing to do with Meshicha. So why then is the Rambam and the Smag and Abnei Nezer, why are they telling the din Yerusha? But in Meshicha, there's a din Yerusha and lots of things, but there's no Meshicha. Shedin Yerusha b'minuyim eino kesha'ar Yerushot shezoche b'ma shehaya shayach l'morish ela shelechatchila zchiyat ha'mlucha eina rak le'atzmo ela hi, kedashon ha'rambam shelechatchila zoche lo u'lebanav acharav. So we see from this that the din Yerusha and minuyim is not like other Yerushos, that a person is zoicha in what was shayach to the moirish. A person inherits money, the moirish has money, and then the yorshim get the money. But here, it's a different vort. Here, lechatchila, the merit of being a melech is not barzich alain, as they would say in French. It's not for him alone. Ein arak le'atzmo, but rather, like the Rambam says, Harei ze zoiche lo ulevanav ad olam. It's permanent. This Yerusha is lechatchila given to him and his children. V'chayil bizchuto zchiya, bizchiyato zchiya lo liyorshav. And in his zchiya, there's a zchiya for him and for his yorshim. And we see this in the Rambam at the end of this halacha, like Abay Malchus based David, that the Rambam writes that since David was anointed, Zacha bekeser malchus, v'areya malchus lo lebonav hazchorim ad oilam. So he's zochet in the keser malchus, and the malchus now belongs to him and his male sons forever. Shenemar kisacha yeh nachon ad olam. Your chair will be prepared forever, your throne. So you see that lechatchila it was given to David and his seed. And the Rambam brings this halach of Yerusha. He brings the inyan of Meshicha and the din of Yerusha. So that implies that they're related. So when you do the Meshicha on this king, it's lo lebanav, lo liyoshev. Chatchila, it's given to them all. Gemara in Megillah 13b, Zvachim 102a, Kishapaiskim udu aladim paiskim lo lezara atzof kol adaris. When a person's given gedula, it's given to him and his zera until the end of the generations. And look there in the Gemara in Zvachim, that brings it linyan malchus shol. So it's mashma, that's the geder of Yerushas Malchus. Shelechatchila chal haminui alav ve'al zaro at sof kol adorot. Wow. So we learn a new yesod here about Yerusha. That pshat is that when it's given at the get-go to the first person, it's already given at to all the generations at once. Vayein b'rashi b'shmuel aleph perek bet pasuk lamed legabei eli emor amarti beitcha ubeit avicha yitrachu lefanai ad olam. I said, you and your father's house, your house, your father's house will walk before me forever. Rashi says it's mishim kshama poiskim gedula la'adam poiskim lo uledaroisa v'ad olam. When you give gedula to somebody, it's given for him and his generations, all the generations. And there we're talking about the din shofet of Eli, which is a din malchus, that he's the judge, he's in charge, as Rabbeinu explained in Halacha Gimel, the relationship between shofet and malchus. V'ar gam ken shezeo hageder shel yerushat malchut, for all the generations. Avodah zara daf yud pasuk shel Ovadia legabei Edom, hinei katan et aticha bagoyim shein Edom ma'amidim melech ben melech. That Ovadia says about Edom, which is Romi, hinei katan et aticha bagoyim bozu yatom me'od. So we darshin hinei katan et aticha bagoyim she'en moshivim melech ben melech, that they don't have a king, the son of a king. They don't have this Yerusha. Ve'eno muvan ma katnut, what's the katnus if they don't have this inyan of Yerusha b'malchus? This is discussed by the Chasam Sofer in a shuba that we referenced in the previous shir, Arachayim Siman Yud Beis. In the Sefer Iyun Yankif, an Ein Ma'amidim l'fi shelo nitna lo ha-malchut לדורות בירושלים. רק והיה כאשר תריד ופרקת ולא מעל צווארך. So the Yin Yankiv explains that Edom, Esav, doesn't have Malchus Ladoris B'Yerushalayim. Just when the Jewish people don't behave, then they get the Malchus. When they don't behave, then the Jewish people get the Malchus back. V'yakasher tarid uforakto ulo. But we have to understand. Sof sof adu parakto ulo sheyesh etzlo malchut. Lama ein yirusha b'hai malchut. So you're right. There's going to be a certain point where they're going to lose the Malchus. They don't have Malchus l'daris. But until then, why shouldn't they have Yerusha? Based on what we said, it's very good. Mevuar heitev. She'eino inyan shel Yerusha mima she'a lemorish. Elu minui leolam ledorotav. Umalchut Edom she'ina ela arai lo shayach ba minui leolam. So, based on what we said, we understand why Edom only has temporary Malchus. Because the whole and doesn't have Yerusha. Because the whole inyan of Malchus is that it's given from the get-go, it's given to all the generations. It's not just that you get what the Moirish has. It's that it's originally given to everybody, to all the generations at once. And Edom, l'chatchila, is only temporary. In the Mela, there's going to be no Yerusha, because the whole word of Yerusha is that it's permanent. Dere deris. ומלאין במינוי לדורותיו ירושה גרידה בלאף אחי אין זה הגדר של ירושת מלכות ומשום אחי אין מעמידים במלך בן מלך. So there's no such thing as Yerusha by Malchus stam if it's not for all the generations, and therefore by Edom אין מעמידים במלך בן מלך. They don't have Melech ben Melech because they don't have the Yerusha for all the Doris. And that's the katnus. Katnus is milashon katua, Rabbi Moshe always said, used to say. Cut off. Partial. And that's what they have. They don't have kvius b'malchus. So that's exactly what we're saying. So it's mamish mavur in the Gemara. Katonis aticha bagoyim, your katon is that you're not having Yerusha. Because only a temporary malchus. Umeatanira. So now we're going to go forward. And say that that's the shaychus that the Rambam and the Smag retoile the din Yerusha and the din Meshicha. Because like we asked earlier, since there's Yerusha and all the Minuyim, what does it have to do with Meshicha? There's only Meshicha by a king and by a Kohen Gadol. But by the other Minuyim, there's no Meshicha. And yet they have Yerusha. So how can you link Meshicha and Yerusha if by there's always Yerusha and there's only Meshicha by a king and a Kohen Gadol. Shekevan shemeshicha hu mitziut ba'ish kidei shiuchal liyot melech. Ech molech melech ben melech b'li Meshicha v'sof sof hu melech she'eino mashuach. I understand the Meshicha, as we spoke about in previous shiurim, created him a certain mitzius in the person, a mitzius in the gavra, that he's a melech. It's a shinui in the gavra, this Meshicha. So how does his son serve? He's not anointed. So it must be that this Meshicha is chal not only on the father, but this Meshicha is chal even on what's going to be afterwards. And that's how it works. That the Meshicha now works also on the future, what's coming after. And so is the Lashon of the Sifri in Parshas Naso by Midbar Zayin Aleph Vayimshichem Vayikadesh Oysam Rebbe Yoimer Vayimshichem Vayikadesh Oysam Lomaneyama Gewaldic. That it says that he anointed the kelim and he sanctified them. Why does it say that? It already says he anointed it and sanctified it. So it's telling you that when he's when he anoints these kelim, he's anointing all the kelim lasid lava. And it's more mavur in the Medrash Rabba there, Perek Beis Yudches. Parashid Beis Os Yudches Vayimshichay Mashiach Boilam Hazeh. ומשיח לעולם הבא מגיד שבמשיחוסון של אלו הוקדשו כל הכלים לעשות לבא. It's for now and for olam haba, telling you that the mashicha now works even lasid lava. So you see that there's a din mashicha of lasid lava through the anointing of now, and through this there's a chalos mishuchim in the kelim shel lasid lava, and mebimela mashichas malchus, which is an asiyah shel melech ledoiris, is also asiyas meshicha ledoiris. It's asiyas meshicha ledoiris. And therefore it's a chalos mashuach ha'idei meshicha zu, gam ala yorshim. It also applies to the yorshim. Vayen b'tanchuma b'parshas Korach, os yud bei, similar in the Torah's Kohanim, parshas Tzav, Parashat Yudches, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Bamidbar Rabbah, Yudches Yud Gimel, and the Pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Dalet, Shnei Bnei Yitzhar, Yitzhar is oil. Elu David Varon, Shinim Shechu B'Shem and Amishchan, Shemeshichasin Ladaris. That's David and Aaron, the king, and the Kohen Gadol, that the Mashiach is for the generation. So you see that there is an Inyan of Ladaris in the Mashiach and the Malchus and the Kahuna. And we have to say that it's on the Kohuna itself, not on the Kohuna Gedola, because we require Mashiach on a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol. So there's no Mashiach Ladaris the Gabi Kohuna Gedola. But the Gabi Kohuna, you do the Mashiach now. And it's for all the generations. All the Kohanim are anointed. You do the Mashiach on David. His Tzatz aim is his descendants don't need Mashiach. Dilchatchila chalois meshicha, hamalchus vehakohuna hi aledoiris. It's for all the generations this chalos meshicha, like we explain. And now we understand how the Rambam and the Smag were toile the meshicha and the Yerusha zebazeh. They linked the anointing and the inheritance. Even though there's Yerusha by other appointments where there's no meshicha. Because they don't mean to say that the din Yerusha is through the Mashiach and Mikoyach the Mashiach, because you have Yerusha even without Mashiach. But rather, She'oisoi din chal biyachas l'chalois ha-Mashuach, She'chol al yidei ha-Mashiach, uviyachas l'minui ha-Malchus, She'chol b'minui de-Melech, v'hu, שבתרוויהו אין זו עשייה רק במי שמושכין וממנה מויסוי אלא הוא עשייה בוי ובדוי רוי סוב ועל ידי עשייה זו יש על יורשיו גם דין מלכוס וגם דין משוח. So of course you can have Yerusha without Mashiach, like in all the other Menuyim. But rather, the idea is that the same din that's chal in relationship to the chalois mashuach, that's chol al yidei mashicha, is chal also biyachas leminu hamalchus shechol b'minu hamelech. Meaning that it's not just that you're appointing the king for now, you're anointing the king for now. It's that the anointing and appointing, the mashicha and the minui, are for all the doros. Asiya bo ubidorosav. And through this asiya, his yarshim have a din malchus and a din mashuach. Ben achinami, minuyim that don't require chalos mashuach. It's a din the dorosav only in the minui. But here, the minui is the same idea, is the same concept as the mashicha. Minui l'dairis, mashicha l'dairis. And when you don't need mashicha, then it's only minui l'dairis. But the point is that once you have mashicha now, it goes for the generations. V'arambam v'asmag rakom ashmalon shebahanu shetzrichim mashuach. Those who require Mashuach, tell us the Rambam and the Smag, those who need to be anointed, the Din L'Doyroisav is also Chal in relationship to the Mashicha, as we explained. Umi Yushov Shapir Din HaGemore. Shemelech Ben Melech doesn't require Mashicha. As it says, Hu Banav Kol HaYomim. Yerusha Hiloi. We have to understand. What's the raya if there's Yerusha that you don't require Mashicha? It says that a Melech ben Melech doesn't require Mashicha. Why? Because it's Yerusha. Hu banav kol hayomim. It's Yerusha. And Mamele, you don't need Mashicha. What's the raya? That if there's Yerusha, it doesn't require Mashicha. Based on what we explain, the Gemara is telling us is that the Lashon of the Pasuk is Hu Banav Kol HaYomim. Hu Banav Kol HaYomim is a Lashon of Poiskim Gidula Loy L'Banav Ad Olam. It's a Lashon of establishing greatness for him and his children for all the generations, that L'Chatchila the minui is chal even on the yorshim. Ubimela shegama mishicha chol al doyroisav. Hu banav kol hayomim. It's for all the generations. So lechatchila the minui is on yorshav, and the mela the mishicha is on the doyroisav on yorshav. And therefore, it's like they're already anointed. So that's the raya of the Gemara. That a melech ben melech doesn't require mashicha because it says, Hu banav kol hayomim. That it's a Yerusha for him. And that means that there's no mashicha because just like the Yerusha is l'kol hadoros, so too the mashicha is l'kol hadoros. The Yerushalmi learned that all you get from the pasuk is a regular din Yerusha, but not a din minu l'doros. And therefore, if it's a regular din Yerusha, not l'doros, so then when we would require mashicha, if not for the pasuk that the Yerushalmi brought, that you don't require mashicha. Uminay alfinan be'emes, and from that you learn that it's begeder minu l'doros. So once the Yerushalmi brings the pasuk of Kum Ashcheyu Ki Uzeh Zeton Mashicha Vein Benoton Mashicha, so now you understand that it's L'doros. Without that, you would think it's a regular Din Yerusha. But Al Kolpanim, that's the Yesod HaDvarim. The Yesod HaDvarim is that the Minui in the Mashicha of Melech is L'kol HaDoros. Once it's done to the first generation, poskim lo gedula lo lezara tzof kol hadoros, and therefore no mashicha is necessary. And just like the minui passes on, so too the mashicha passes on. So we still have a lot more to discuss. And Amir Tzishem, in the next shiur, we will go further and see wonders from Torah Hashem. So please stay tuned. B'li Nader V'Ezer Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.